in following My Highest Joy, I've become very interested, fascinated really, by the idea of or the ideas of sacred geometrical expression.
Yes.
And creating physical objects in utilizing that knowledge in order that they best or that they better
that they best reflect that level of consciousness that expresses itself that way in the physical material experience.
Yes. In that search, in that exploration, I'd say, I've come to find that one of the things that is used over and over, that comes up over and over, is the golden mean.
Yes.
That ratio.
Phi ratio. 1:1.618.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, by creating objects, like, I understand that our body, our physical body, is already built in that state.
Yes.
And therefore, it is a perfect vehicle of manifestation.
Yes.
As you say, we come in with everything that we need.
Yes. It is a perfect resonator.
Yes. However, you still, from what I understand, your society still builds, for example, ships.
Yes.
In what is the purpose of that? Could you achieve that simply with your body, or are the ships acting as an extension of your body?
The ships are acting as an extension, and they are also for the purpose of interacting with dimensions such as yours that still require physical symbols.
Aha. How long do you foresee our dimension requiring those physical symbols?
About 1,000 of your years.
Okay, so because I am very interested in developing those type of technologies.
Yes, and many people on your planet have begun to do so.
Yes. So my question to you then is,
yes.
Where do you recommend, how do you recommend I best... What's the source?
How to begin?
Yes, how to begin. Where to look.
Research now on what you call your internet system, anti-gravity lifters. Start there.
Okay.
You will find that these are constructions of very light materials, primarily what you call balsa wood and aluminum, being given electrical charges of high voltage. Mm-hmm. They will begin to exhibit levitation effects. And as you begin to grow in your experience and research and gain more practice with these and understand the effects that are being created, then you will gain more insight into how to take the next step.
Okay. Thank you for that. That interests me as well. However, I wasn't necessarily referring to only propulsional systems.
Neither am I.
Ah.
Because the principles are the same. For any kind of energy delivery system, it's just a matter of how you channel the energy that you're tapping into from higher dimensions as to what kind of an effect you create. Be it simply powering things, or creating ships, or opening dimensional gateways, or what have you.
Music.
That too. Since it is all about resonance.
It is.